It will start again from Daf Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph. If you're in the middle of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that there's such a halacha when Poiskin Mizoinis Leishas Ish. In the case where the husband went away, and his wife now wants each, she needs Mizoinis, so does she have a right to go down and Bez Din and sell from her husband's property to give her Mizoinis? We have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, that Shmuel says it's also, Shmuel says we can't do it. So the Gemara says, Torshima. Okay, in the middle of the bottom. Mishokam Lina Fayom. The Ishtar Tavas Mizoinis. A man went away, and his wife now is asking for Mizoinis. So it says, V'yimbo, if the husband comes back, V'yomer, and says, see, Ma'is Yedechem Mizoinis Echo, you should know that your paycheck, keep for yourself, I don't have to feed you, is Rishoy, he's allowed to do it. And it says, though, Kodmu Bezdin Oposku, Masha Posku Posku. But if Bezdin already paid her already before he says this, what she took, she's allowed to keep. That when the husband left town, she had a right to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin would give her the Mizoinis. Because it says here, if Bezdin did it already, even though when the husband comes back and says, I made a deal with her that she was supposed to support herself, still what Bezdin did is okay. Real there. Zemarian says, Hochanam, here also we're talking about Bishashoma Boishemes. We're talking about that at the time when Bezdin sold the property was the pshat, because at that time we thought, we heard that the husband died. And if we hear the husband dies, then for sure we had, even Shmuel agrees, that you're allowed to sell the property to give him his onus. It's only a question when the husband is still alive that we're afraid maybe either he paid her off already, or else maybe he told her, support yourself. So therefore Shmuel holds, we can't sell the property to give him his onus. But if we hear that the husband died, then we have a right to sell the property. Toshima, come in here. It says, now really, the Mashoris, real, more before says, Mashma, the husband has a right when he comes back. It says there, if he says that he paid the money, he has a right not to pay her off. So Rashi says before, he can swear and get the money back. The divorce says, no, that both Gemaras are the same Gemaras here. That in both cases we're talking about before Bezdin paid her, if the husband comes back and says either that he paid her already, or else that he told her to support herself, he's Neman. But in both cases, if Bezdin themselves paid her already, then the law is, she does not have to pay the money back. Since at the time when Bezdin paid her the Mizoinis, at that time we thought that he died, so Bezdin had a right to sell the property to give him Mizoinis. Now when the husband comes back and says these things, we don't believe him. Torah Shema, come and bring your proof. Says another case is, Mishonachon Dina Sayom. If a husband skipped town, the Ishtar Tavas Mizoinis, and the wife now back at home asked the Bezdin to give her money, she wants to live. So it says, Bezdin Yerdon Mechosiv. The Bezdin has a right to go down to the husband's property and sell it. Vizonin Umefarnasin Lishtoi. And they support the wife. Avoloi Bonova Benoisov. But Bezdin does not sell his property to support his children. Veloi Dobracher. And they do not sell his property for another purpose also. We'll soon see what it is. Now, our co-partum, it says here that Bezdin does sell the property for her Mizoinis. So of course, not like Shmuel. So more says here the case is Omer Rav Sheshes. B'mashre esh ishtoy adei shlish. We're talking about a case over here is that the husband appointed like an apotropos. He appointed somebody else to take care to support his wife. So the kids, so we see this husband wants his wife to be supported. And he did not pay her off yet. So therefore, in the case now, if this mashra, if this third person, this apotropos, for some reason also skips town, also goes away and does not support her, this is the case now that Bezdin goes down and sells his property to support her. But I call upon, if there wouldn't have been that we saw, he gives it over to a third person, Bezdin would not sell the property. It's not a kash on Shmuel. But over here it's for mashra sister adei shlish. He gave over like the support of his wife for an apotropos to take care of her. For the Gemara Yehoch, if that's the case, Bonavu v'naisav nami, the chur, if he gave over to someone to take care to support his family, the chur, that person is supposed to support his kids also. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the case is, kish ishru lezu v'hishru lezu, he only appointed this person, the apotropos, to take care of his wife, but not to take care of his kids. And that the Gemara says, my paschal, like who tells you that? Like it's not mastavra. Like once a husband gives it over to somebody else to take care of his family, the chur, he tells him to take care of the whole family. How do you say it's only to take care of his wife and not of his children? So Gemara says, therefore, it's not Mistavri, we're not talking about where there's not Petropos involved. So if so, it's again, it's a kasha back to Shmuel, that here it says, you're allowed to take Mizoinos, and you're allowed to sell his property to give her Mizoinos, and Shmuel says, he can't do it. Gemara says, Elomra Popper. Popper says, no, it's not a kasha and Shmuel. I'll tell you here also again, Kishashoma Boishemais Piedechud. We're talking about over here that the Ruman Eidechud came back and told us that he died, the Baal died. Therefore, it's like this. He, she, herself, the wife, the boy is in Tzuga Biedechud. If she wants to get married, she's allowed to get married because of an Eidechud. Motzim in Tzuga. If she wants to, she's allowed to get married. The Rabbanu will make her to believe in Eidechud by Meis Baila. From the Svar of Isha's Daiko Mintzvah. So therefore, since she is allowed to leave the Seidechod, Mizoyna Nami Yavinin Law. Therefore, it's as far as she herself now has a right to complain to Bez that she wants Mizoynas. Because as far as she's concerned, the husband died already. So then she has a right to collect the Mizoynas. Even Shmuel agrees. That's like a Tanai Ksuba. Ma'ashen Kain Bonav Abinaisa of his children, Di Boy Yilamech Lamechas. If they want to go down Bataras Yerusha, like they say, and Eidechud said our father died, so they want to now take over the property, nothing doing, we don't believe them, because for Momnish you have to have two Eidim. So therefore we don't know for sure the husband died, and therefore the kids do not have a right to get Mizoynos from his Nechosim. So that's the difference between the wife and the children. Now the Gemara says, what did the Braisim mean to say, my dover acher, that we do not sell this property for another thing also? What's this other thing? So Rav Chisda Rama Tachshit, we do not sell this property to give her jewelry. If she wants jewelry, we don't sell this property. Rav Yosef Rama Tzedok, it means if we want to pay Tzedok, if there's a chiyuv to give Tzedok, and he's not around the husband, we don't take the money out of his property. Now it explains, man the Yom Tachshit, the one that says we don't take the money to give his wife Tachshitim jewelry, Kol Shchein Tzedakah. Be sure we do not take the money to use it to give Tzedakah. Because he's not here, we don't know if he'd want to do it, we can't take it without his permission. But man the Yom Tzedakah, the one that says just Tzedakah, we don't take out of his property, I'll tell you, of a Tachshit Yavinalo. But for jewelry, that we do sell his property to give his wife jewelry. Why? The lanicholei the tinovel. That's a svara. Husband does not want his wife to look ugly. So therefore, if she needs jewelry, Rashi says tashit rachas means besomim liskashvet bemishtoi. She wants our perfume to smell nice. So that's something a husband for sure would like and agree to. Therefore, we have a right to sell it for that purpose. Yeah. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Ha Yevama, it says Alacha of a Yevama. That means the husband died, and there's a brother-in-law alive. There's a brother-in-law. The brother's alive. So it says like this. Gimel Chadoshim Rishonim. The first 3 months after her husband died, Nizoynis Mishabayla. She has a right to get fed from her husband's property, from the Mesa's property, she has a right to be fed. Rashi says, Sheini Yechoyle Lo Linosei. Because the first 3 months after her husband dies, she can't do anything. She can't get married. She can't make yibum. Because there's avchana, we have to wait 3 months to make sure if she's pregnant or not, to know who the father is. So since these 3 months she can't get married because the first husband is nizoynis mishal baila, she has a right to be fed from her husband's property. Mikan v'yelech, after the 3 months, ain't any nizoynis, she does not get fed loy mishal baila. Not from her own husband anymore, because she's a Shemeris Yavam. V'loy Misho Yavam, and not from the Yavam either. The brother that's alive doesn't have to feed her, because he didn't make Yivam yet, it's not his wife yet. So neither of them have to feed her. What about Omad Bedin? Let's say they went to Din Torah, they went to Bezdin. So Rashi says, V'omra loy konos echolos. Like she waited a while already, and now she tells the Yavam, the brother, listen, either give me chalit or else be miyavmi. One of the two. I don't want to stay like this. Either you be miyavmi or else I get married to somebody else. Give me chalitza. Ubarach. And the Yavam ran away. He didn't listen to the Din Torah. He just ran away. So it says Allah on the Zoinis Misho Yavam. In such a case, it's like a kinas, that since he ran away, we make it that from his property, she's fed. Sakoponim, we see here the what that she does get fed. So Hurtz Kasha and Shmuel. So Gemara says, Omalach Shmuel. Shmuel says, here is no Kasha to me. Lamai Nechashlo. What are we afraid in this case for sure? Like the Yovim skipped town, ran away. So for sure now, the Yovim has to feed her. Because what should we be afraid about? Lahai. Imishum Tsrori. If you want to say maybe the Yovim before he left her over money, That we're not going to say here. They're not that close. They didn't live together yet. It's only the brother. And they didn't make Yibum yet. So there's no svara that before he left, he would have left her over some money. So therefore, if the Yibum goes away, it's good right now from his property she has to get fed. And the other svara we said, why by a husband, that we do not sell his property to pay his wife the mezainos, because maybe he told her before he left, you support yourself. See, the locher is here, lay mishabdalay. Over here, she's not mechuyev to work for the yavam. So therefore, here, there's no problem here. So therefore, here, even Shmuel would also agree to say that there's a din, the yavam has to support her. Here, we don't have this suffix that maybe she got to support already. Mashenken, by regular husband, when the husband dies, then we're afraid either that the husband left her over money, or else we're afraid the husband told her, and the Ladavki died. When the husband left town, we're afraid either before he left town, either he left her over money, or else we're afraid maybe he told her, support yourself, and keep the Maisiyah there, the Mok and the Mazoinis. Therefore, we don't have a right to sell his property to feed him. But by Yavam, it's different. Mora says, Toshma, come on, bring another proof. Says Aloha, if a couple went away, they went to the other side of the ocean. And then she comes back for Yom, and she tells us here, my husband died. And that's the halacha that she's neman. She's neman to say, Meis Bailey. Is rotted so now she wants to nizoinus. If she wants to, she can get him a zoinus. So Drashi, Sheisha nemenis lema Meis Bailey. And Isha's neman to say, your husband died. Vitinosan, she can get married to somebody else. She's also nema to get a ksuba. Like we dash in the Gemara and Yevomis, misefa ksuba nilman. It says inside the ksuba, like that whenever you have a right to get married to somebody else, you automatically have a right to collect the ksuba. So therefore, Anisha's nema to say her husband died, she's allowed to get married to somebody else. And therefore, well, then she could collect her ksuba. But if she wants to, doesn't want to take the ksuba, she has the right to get nizoinus to get fed. Rotasa, if she wants to, goyva ksubasa. She could say, listen, my husband died, I have a right not to collect the ksuba. I don't want to wait around time with nizoinus, but I'd rather get my ksuba. She has this choice. What about if the Isha tells us now, Gershoni Bali, that my husband gave me a get? So her locher is like this. Mis parneses veleches, she has a right to collect mezainis now, up until the amount of money, how much a ksuba is worth. Let's say a ksuba is worth 200, so over the next few months she has a right to get this money, and she'll use it for mezainis to be fed on, but only up to $200. So why? So Gemara says like this, Rashi says, mezainis malechas, ksuba lagvia. She doesn't have a right to collect her full ksuba right away, because shema lagirsha. Because maybe the husband did not give her a get. There's no new nemanis, and Isha is not neman to say your husband gave her a get. There's only a nemanis, and Isha is allowed to say your husband died. We're not afraid she'll lie, because the husband will come back. Mashenket, to say that her husband gave her a get, we don't believe her. So therefore, to collect the ksuba right now, she doesn't have a right to. Avo, but what she could do is get money now for mezainis to be fed. Because that's the man of shoch. Avo mezaini yavinin lo. She gets that the monashoch. If the husband really gave her a get, then she has a right to collect the ksuba. And if the husband did not give her a get, then she has a right to get mezainis. So monashoch, she could be fed these next few months up until the money equals to the ksuba. Once the money she received equal to the ksuba, then she can't get more money. Because it's a suffix, maybe taka, the husband did give her a get. And if the husband gave her a get, he doesn't have to support her anymore. He only has to give her a ksuba. So she only has a right to collect a ksuba. So therefore, once she collected this money, the amount of a ksuba, she can't get more. But our koponim is a kasha and Shmuel. Here we see clearly the mamonoshach is that even if she did not receive a get, the husband has to support her. So we say if the husband goes away, she has a right to be fed from his property. So Gemara says again also, Achinami here also, the case is, kishishoma bashameis. Here we're talking about over here that we heard the husband died. That's why Bezdin now goes down to Mechosim to give her a mezainis. Fred Gemara, if so, if we heard that the husband died, How come only she collects only up until the amount of the ksuba? L'chura, if we heard the husband died, so then she has the right to get mezainis from then on. As long as she doesn't ask for a ksuba, she has the right to get a mezainis. So why only till the ksuba she should be fed loylam? So Mara says, the iyu he, the asidu anafsha. She ruined it for herself over here in this case. So Grashi Shamra Gershani, that she said she got a get, she opened the mouth and she said she received a get. The fact she said she receives a get, so that puzzles her, she can't get mezainis anymore. If it's true what she's saying, that the husband gave her a get, she doesn't have a right to get mezainis. But she's saying she wants a ksuba. See, even though we heard that the husband died, and therefore we, now Bezdin, will pay a mezainis, but if she says she got a get, so she doesn't deserve mezainis. But our co-punish, she deserves a ksuba. So therefore, Mamon of Shach, even though we don't believe her that she got a get, so we'll give her the mezainis, we'll feed her every day, until the money equals to the amount of the ksuba. Once the money equals to the amount of the ksuba, more than that she can't get, because she ruined it for herself. The fact she herself, she did get a get, so more than a ksuba she can't receive. But our co-punish, it's not a kasha and Shmuel, here we're talking about where again we heard that the husband died. So then even Shmuel agrees she has the right to collect her mezainis. Toshima, come in here. We had before Ketzan Omru Mimamenes Ain Lo Mezainis. How was it said in the case where a young girl that was married, Midrabonin, that now she says goodbye to her husband, she's Mamayin, she doesn't get mezainis? What's the case? Is the Yata Yachulaim, you can't tell me the case is Biyashevas Takas Baila. That calls them on to living together, even though she's 8 years old. But if the man married her, midrabbanan kedushin eschal, so calls them on he's living with her, midrabbanan he has to feed her. Sherei baila chay v'zanaseha. Elok going, the case has to be like this. Sheholach bailam dinas hayom. The husband left town, went away, and now she's left home without money. So love saw she borrows money v'yochlan she eats. Now it says omdav. After that, she gets up a month later after she borrowed $100 for this month. Then she gets up and she says, Umiyana. She says goodbye, she goes to Bezdin, and she says she doesn't want a husband anymore. So this is the case that the husband does not have to pay the bill for the money she took in between. Because like we had before, when she's Mamaya, when she says goodbye to him, it's Oika the Kedushin LaMafreya. It's like she was never married to him in the first place. So therefore, if they were never married, this money she took in between, it's not upon the husband to pay it back. It's like she wasn't my wife, I don't have to pay you for that. So that's what it says. But our co-ponim, what's the diak here? Taima, what's the reason? Demiano. Only because this katana said goodbye to her husband. She like was oikir, she took away the kedushin, now we look as if they're never married. But holoi miano. Mashm, in such a case, when the husband skips town, and the wife has to borrow money to get fed, and when the husband comes back, mashm, the husband does have to pay you. If not for mian, yavin in law. We do have to pay, the husband has to pay back. So who you see you are Peskin Limazoinus, not like Shmuel. So where it says, Amaloch Shmuel, Hochalamanechish. Here it's different. Since his wife is a young girl, here it's different. Like, what are we afraid about? Imishum Tsrori, if you want to say before we were afraid by an older lady that maybe the husband left money with her before he left. Tsrori, Liktana Le Matvis. Here it's a Svara, a husband will not leave over money with his young girl. His wife is 8 years old, he wouldn't trust her with so much money. There we don't have to be afraid the husband Mustama did not leave over money for her to live on. Elamai Vimishur Maisiodeo. The other suffix is maybe the husband told his wife before he left, listen, you support yourself now, I'm not going to give you mezainos. You keep your paycheck. But that by Ketana Loisofka. Most Ketanas can't make a living themselves. So therefore that can't be the case here either. So therefore when the wife is the Ketana, here Shmuel also agrees that if the husband skips town, Havad the Bezdin would sell from his property to feed him. For the Mora Kopona, my heavy Allah, what's the maskana here? We are a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What's the maskana? Do we paskin when the husband goes away and the wife comes to complain to Bezdin, I don't have what to eat? Does Bezdin go down to the property to sell it, to give it heat or not? Is Kiyosra of Dibu, when Dibu came, Omar, he said like this. Maisa once happened the case that Bolif Ne Rebbe. A case once happened came in front of Rebbe to Bei Shurim, in this city Bei Shurim. Oposlak lo mezoinis, and they paskin like Rav, that Bezdin does sell the property, does pay a mezoinis from the husband's property. We're not afraid like Shmuel. Another case happened in front of Rabbi Shmuel in Tzipori. Another case happened in front of Rabbi Shmuel in Tzipori. Again, where the lady, the wife, says, my husband's not here now. I don't have what to eat. For loy pasuk lo mezoinis. And their bezin held like Shmuel. Their bezin did not paskin for a mezoinis. So again, we're stuck. So Morris says, Tehei bo Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan like wounded now. V'chi ma ro Rabbi Shmuel shloy pasuk lo mezoinis. How come Rabbi Shmuel did not paskin to give him a zaynus? Like how come Rabbi Shmuel does not like Rav? Holay nechluko b'nei kanan gedolim v'chonon in our Mishnah. The whole machlokes between b'nei kanan gedolim and chonon was elalinyan shavua. The case is that she has to swear at the beginning when the husband goes away and she wants to collect him a zaynus. Now it was a machlokes when Bezdin gives it to her at the beginning. Does she have to swear or not? But that's all. But alva mizayna yavinan lo. But it's mashma, both of them holding our Mishnah, that we do give him a Zainus. So this is really the Gemara asked this question before on Shmuel. But that's what he's asking now back to Rabbi Shmuel. How come you're passing like Shmuel? Lechur, it's not like our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is mashma, according to both of them, that we do give her the Zainus. It's only a question if she has to swear first or not. So Gemara says, Omalei Rav Shomon Barabo. Kvar Tirgumor Rabbeinu Shmuel Babovel, that Shmuel already entered this territory already. They asked this kasha before to Shmuel, and Shmuel already answered that the Mishnah is talking about Kishashoma Boshameis. There it's talking about that Bezdin heard that the husband died, and when Bezdin hears the husband died, that's a tonight suba she gets fed. That we're not afraid of Sarari, they were not afraid of Tzimais Yadecho. The husband is dead, that the tonight suba she has a right to get fed to his property. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Where the herd, the husband died, that's why Bezdin paskin that she has the right to get mezainis. But it could be, as long as we think that the husband's alive, Bezdin will not give his wife mezainis. Omalei, so he said back to Rav Shaman, hey, this is Rav Dimi, said back to Rav Shaman, that Omalei pasrisi ba kulihai, like how come you're giving so many answers here? In other words, it's like a deich, he didn't hold for that teretz. Poshet smashman like Rav, we should have passed like Rav, better to say, you are Pesach Mezainus. Another case is also like this, that Kiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer, he said the case was like this. Maisa case happened, that Bola Fnei Rebbe Beisharim. A case came in front of Rebbe again, where the wife left town, and the wife now came and complained for Mezainus. For the Pesach Mezainus was just the opposite case, that Rebbe did not paskin for Mezainus. Then, Lefnei Rabbi Yishmael b'Tzipori, the same case, or another case came in front of Rabbi Yishmael b'Tzipori, who pasuk lo mezoinis. So according to this, Rav Dimi learned just the opposite the case was, that Rabbi Yishmael paskin, yes, she does get mezoinis. On this, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, Ma ro Rabbi, shlei pasuk lo, how come Rabbi held that the Isha, the wife, does not have a right to get mezoinis? Aya Mishnah's mashma, she does. Tola nech leku chonon. And now Mishnah Soni Machlokes, when the Isha comes to collect her mezainos, does she have to swear at the beginning before she gets her mezainos or not? Alva mezainos yavinan lo. But everybody agrees that she does this right to get the mezainos. So how come you Rebbe paskin not like this? On this the Gemara answers, all malaria of Shomon Barabba, that kvar tirgumah Shmuel b'bavel. That Shmuel already gave an answer to this kashin bavel. And the answer, kishashama boshameis, the case that in the Mishnah, that she does collect her mezainos, is where Bezdin heard that he died. If Bezdin hears that he died, then a father would do collect the mezainos. Omalais, he said also back, he doesn't like this terrace, like pasrisa bo kulihai, you're answering too many things with this. In other words, the Pashtun case is, the Pashtun pshat is, not like that. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says, v'hilchasa kavosa de Rav. That the loch attack is like Rav, because Avad, that's the Pashtun mashmois of our Mishnah. That everybody holds, you are Pashtun mezoinos for the Isha. O poiskin mezoinos leishas ish. And we do paskin mezoinos. If a husband goes away and leaves his wife alone, and the wife complains now she doesn't have any money to live on, Bezdin goes down to his property and sells it to give her mezainus. The Ilkastor, another locher is, Kavosid Rav Huna. We also passing like Rav Huna. Which halacha? That Omar Rav, in the name of Rav, that the Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Rav Huna said over the name of Rav, Yechoylo Isha Shati Omar Labaila. A wife has a right to tell her husband, "Ain't any zaynus, don't do me no favors, don't support me anymore. But be any oisa, I don't want to work for you." She has a right to do that. In other words, this takona, that the husband has to support her, is for her sake. It's for favor. Starts out for her favor, there's a takona, the husband has to support her. Once the husband has to support her, then the takona back was that she has to give her money to him. But if she says, "I don't want this takona, don't do me no favors, I don't want your support," she has a right to do it. And therefore, she does not have to give her paycheck to the husband. Vaitan also, v'ilchos ha-kavosa de Rav Zvid, another psak halach was paskin like Rav Zvid, v'kunya, in the case of v'kunya. Kunya is the type of a kli, an earthly kli. The shayla is, v'ilchos Pesach, there's a balaya, does it sap in chametz? Are you allowed to use this chametz like a kli on Pesach or not? That's called kunya. The Yomar Rav Zvid said like this, hani mani de kunya. If you have this kelim made out of clay, Rashi says kli cheris, an earthly kli, shemechaf and aleya meforos. They like glaze it, they put a forest on top of it, glazed. So the question is this absorbable? Does bliya go inside it? Like, did the chametz of the whole year go into the kli that you're not allowed to use it on Pesach? Or do we say, no, it's very smooth, no chametz goes in? So it says like this, Rav Zvid says, chiyure v'yuchmi, if it's white or black, shari, then it's mutter. That's very, very smooth. No bliya went inside it. But yirike, if it's green, asiri, that's also. Mashmitz yoruk, then the bliya, the chametz went inside it. Rashi says, vilchas yai nesach, and you can't use it. Vula yamaran also, when was it said that white and black is mutter, el de lesbar katufni? There are no cracks in this kli. If there are cracks in this earthly kli, then asiri, even though it's smooth, but we say the chametz went into the kli when you cooked with it the whole year through the cracks. So there is chametz, a bli of chametz in the kli, therefore this kli you cannot use on Pesach. The loch is like Rav Zvid. So to Mishnah. Mi shahor lach l'medina sayom. If a husband went to the medina sayom, the omad echad upirnas asishtoi. The husband vices didn't tell anybody to feed his wife, didn't leave over money, but somebody had rachmanis on his wife, and somebody by himself went down and supported his wife. V'yomad echad upirnas asishtoi. He fed his wife. So what's the halacha? Now the husband comes back, and this person says, "Listen, pay me back. I did you a favor. I supported your wife this last month when you were away, but now you have to pay me back." So Chonan says, "Ibres moisav." He loses his money. So Rashi, Shloyamati l'cho halveni, because the husband has the right to say, "I didn't tell you to lend me this money, but if I'll pay you back, I didn't tell you." Avo, but let's say, in other words, you yourself came and fed my wife, I didn't tell you to do it, so you say, I don't have to pay you back. Avo, Rashi says, in Hilve Esa Isha, Moyisam Zenaseho, Al Menashe Teshalem Loi, but let's say if the man just borrows the money to the wife, and when it's not that she has to pay him back, then utovas, vihi tovas abal. Then he has the right to go to the wife. Listen, I gave you money and I told you you have to pay me back. So she has to pay back to that man, and then the husband has to pay her back. That yes, but over here we're talking about stam that the man did not say to the wife, "Pay me back." The man just went and fed her, and now he goes to the husband and says, "Listen, I fed your wife. Pay me." On that chonin says he has the right to say, "I'm not going to pay you back. Yeah, I didn't tell you to pay you. I didn't ask you to. You did it on your own. You lose your money." But on this, nechluku olav b'nei kahanim gedolim, the kahanim argue on chonin. The yomer, they say, "Yishav b'kam ohitzi v'yitol." No, the person that spent the money has the right to swear how much money he spent on his wife. V'yitol, and he collects it. The ma'ase says like he's paying for you. You are a chiyuv to support her, and I'm paying your chiyuv. Therefore, it's considered like I gave you the money, and you have to pay it back to me. Omer Rav Doisa ben Hurkinis Kedivrayim. Rav Doisa ben Hurkinis agrees to them, to the Bnei Kanam Gedolim, that he does have a right to collect back his money. On this, Omer Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, know, Yofu Omer Chonin. Chonin says very good over here, that he niach moisav akeron atzvi. It's like the guy put his money on the corn of a deer. In other words, he just threw away his money. Nobody asked him to support his wife. The guy wanted to be nice. Very good. You did a mitzvah, avada. You did chesed. You supported her. But you have no right to go back to the husband now and ask back for the money. The husband does not have a right, does not have a chiyuv to support you. So that's the machlokes Chanan and Bnei Kanim Gedolim. The Gemara says Tanan Hosam. We learned the Gemara in the Dorim like this.
If somebody has an issa neder that he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from his friend, let's say Reuven has an issa neder upon himself that he can't have any enjoyment from Shimon. Shimon is not allowed to give Reuven any enjoyment. Whether Shimon made a neder or whether Reuven made a neder, but I call upon him there's a neder that Shimon is not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. So it says, even though still, shoykuloy eshikloy. It says that Shimon, when it comes now, Adar, to pay the machzah shekel, Shimon is allowed to pay the shekel, the machzah shekel for Reuven. That's mutter. Shrashi, shoykel b'shviloy shekel shuchayet l'chol shana, l'kabona sibar. There was the chiv, his man of Beis to give the machzah shekel, he used to collect it in order that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to have the new money to buy the new kabonis. So even though you have a chiv to do it, Shimon has a right to give it for you. He has a right to pay it for you. All right, then.